Hi, everyone. This is Christopher for English for You and...
Michael! And here we are, Christopher.
Yes.
We're going to Guam for 2 days. Oh, wait, no. Lucy and Lucas go to Guam for 2 days.
Yeah.
We get to talk about them going to Guam for 2 days.
Do you, are you able to go to Guam without having a visa?
Yeah, sure. Well, Guam is part of America, right?
Yes, it
okay,
is.
Okay, and I'm from Canada, and America and Canada, we haven't had a war in more than 200 years.
That's true.
So we are allowed to go to Guam without a visa. It's fantastic.
Do you need a passport, though?
Yes, of course. If you're ever going to a foreign country, you would definitely need a passport. How about you? If you were flying from America to Guam, would you need a passport?
No, I wouldn't.
Cool.
That's pretty neat.
So you should fly back to America and then fly to Guam, which would take a lot longer and cost a lot more money, but you wouldn't need a passport.
Woohoo!
You would be rich and stupid. Anyways, let's have a look at Lucy and Lucas going to Guam.
Yes.
Reading.
Listening. Listen to the dialogue carefully and fill in the blanks.
Lucy and Lucas go to Guam.
Lucas and Lucy are walking on the street.
I'm so excited that summer is almost here.
Me too. How should we spend our summer vacation?
I'd love to visit Hawaii or Australia. It would be great to surf, enjoy tropical drinks, and get a nice tan.
Well, I want to visit a romantic place. It's the best way to relax.
You've got to be kidding me.
I mean it. Think of eating at a fine restaurant in Paris, or taking a slow boat ride in Venice.
Sorry, but those ideas don't float my boat. We should find a place that both of us like.
Lucas and Lucy think for a moment.
I've got it. Let's go to Guam. It has many outdoor activities, plus there are beautiful sunsets and historic spots.
All right, let's check online and see how to plan our trip.
Lucas uses his smartphone to look for more information.
Now, listen to the dialogue again.
Lucy and Lucas go to Guam.
Lucas and Lucy are walking on the street.
I'm so excited that summer is almost here.
Me too. How should we spend our summer vacation?
I'd love to visit Hawaii or Australia. It would be great to surf, enjoy tropical drinks, and get a nice tan.
Well, I want to visit a romantic place. It's the best way to relax.
You've got to be kidding me.
I mean it. Think of eating at a fine restaurant in Paris, or taking a slow boat ride in Venice.
Sorry, but those ideas don't float my boat. We should find a place that both of us like.
Lucas and Lucy think for a moment.
I've got it. Let's go to Guam. It has many outdoor activities, plus there are beautiful sunsets and historic spots.
All right. Let's check online and see how to plan our trip.
Lucas uses his smartphone to look for more information.
Lucas and Lucy are walking on the street.
In Guam?
I don't think so.
Oh.
I think
oh.
they're still in Taiwan.
Oh, I see. Okay.
Lucas says, I'm so excited that summer is almost here. And then Lucy says, me too. How should we spend our summer vacation?
Good question.
Very good question.
Everybody has to think about that. And as kids get older, like Lucy and Lucas, they might want to maybe get a job to work in the summer.
Earn some money.
That's right. They might want to continue to study so that next year they'll get really good grades to summer school.
Or they could graduate early. From college.
That's true. Or they could try to have some fun and maybe take a trip with their family or some friends. So this is a great question, Lucy asks. What's Lucas's answer? He says, I'd love to visit Hawaii or Australia. Ooh, okay, so he would like to take a vacation, really, leave Taiwan. It would be great to surf, enjoy tropical drinks, and get a nice tan.
Oh.
Yeah, you can do all of those things definitely in Hawaii.
And Australia.
But hang on a second. I think Lucas needs to study more because summertime in Taiwan is wintertime in Australia. You don't want to go to surf in Australia at, you know, during our summer because it's cold down there. What is it to surf, Christopher?
Surf, it's to ride on top of a breaking wave.
Oh, yeah, like they do in Hawaii and Australia at the beach.
And you usually use a surfboard, right? And it's long, or I think there's short ones too, right?
Not so long. Yeah.
Our example for surf. Surfing was invented in Hawaii, but is now popular everywhere.
That's right. Surfing was invented in Hawaii, but is now popular everywhere. A lot of people down around Ilan go surfing right here in Taiwan, don't they?
Yeah, I've never surfed before. Have you?
No, I haven't either. I'm from a cold country in the north, and you don't want to go in the water to surf in Canada. That's for sure.
Do you get waves that are large enough to surf on?
People do surf, but they have to wear one of those special suits to cover their body because the water is just too cold. But not in Hawaii or Australia. It's great. Another thing that you can do is enjoy tropical drinks. When we talk about places like Hawaii, Australia, even Taiwan or, you know, the Philippines, we often use this adjective, tropical. Anything tropical is talking about sort of the middle part of the world, the part of the world on the map where it's the warmest. So places in Africa and South America and in southern Taiwan, that's tropical. So when you think of tropical things, you think of jungles, you think of fruit like bananas or pineapples, you might think of animals like monkeys or snakes. These are things you don't find in the cold parts of the world. You find them in the warm or tropical parts of the world. For example, we can say pineapples and mangoes are tropical fruits. Apples aren't. Pineapples and mangoes are tropical fruits. Apples aren't.
Should we spell tropical?
Let's do that.
Okay. T-R-O-P-I-C-A-L.
Yeah, that's
T-R-O-P-I-C-A-L.
That's a long word. Much harder to spell than surf, S-U-R-F. That's easy.
Yes, it is. But Lucy says, well, I want to visit a romantic place. It's the best way to relax. Well, she says romantic, and that means, like, it's relating to love and, you know, caring about another person in
kissing.
A special way. Yes, kissing.
Ew.
So she says she wants a romantic place to visit for the vacation. Can you think of any romantic places?
Wow, when people think of romantic places, they often think of Paris in France or maybe Venice in Italy.
I think you took my two ideas.
Oh, really?
I can't think of any more romantic places.
Niagara Falls. A lot of people in Canada and America go there for a honeymoon, right? The beautiful waterfalls.
Yeah.
That can be kind of romantic.
I guess because I'm afraid of heights that
fall into the water.
Yeah.
But even if you went up to Dan Shui when the sun was going down and you're with your boyfriend or girlfriend or husband and wife, it could be romantic, right?
Yeah.
You can make anywhere romantic.
It's true. Our example for romantic is Glenn is very romantic and buys his wife flowers every week.
Wow, that is romantic.
Yeah, Glenn is very romantic, so he likes to show his love to his wife and buys his wife flowers every week.
That's right.
You know, we also saw the word relax, and that means to rest or, like, avoid stress. Like,
yeah.
If you're having a hard day and you're at school and you're stressed out about something, that means, like, I don't know, you have an exam coming up, but you want to relax. You would go home, put down your backpack, maybe just lay on the couch, turn on the TV. That's relaxing.
So, yeah, you're not busy, you're not doing any work, you're just, you know, taking it easy, doing something you like, but not really exercising, right? You wouldn't say, you know, playing basketball is
relaxing.
Feel relaxed after, maybe, but your body is very busy while you're playing. Relaxing is just not being very busy. For example, they say before trying to sleep, you should just relax for an hour.
That's true.
Before trying to sleep, you should just relax for an hour. Then it will be easier to fall asleep. Lucas, though, he doesn't want to relax. He doesn't want to go to a romantic place. He says, "You've got to be kidding me. You must be joking. I don't want to do that." But Lucy, she's not kidding. She is serious.
Yes.
She's not joking. "I mean it," she says. She really wants to go to a romantic place. She gives us some examples. "Think of eating at a fine restaurant in Paris, or taking a slow boat ride in Venice."
Ah.
Those are two romantic things you can do.
She was thinking of the same places as you.
There you go.
Lucas says, "Sorry, but those ideas don't float my boat. We should find a place that both of us like."
Now,
to not float somebody's boat, it means if something does not float your boat, you do not enjoy it or want it. Right. It's also our shortcut for use.
Really?
So, yeah, we can check out this example.
Well, that floats my boat.
Yeah, let's check it out.
Shortcut for you.
I have a great idea for this weekend. Let's go swimming.
Sorry, but that idea doesn't float my boat.
We don't need a boat. We'll go to the public swimming pool.
If something floats your boat, this means that you are interested in this thing.
Oh, so float one's boat means 引发兴趣, 使感到高兴.
The only things that float my boat are going to concerts and playing video games.
Well, those activities definitely don't float my boat. Let's go shopping instead.
Come on. You already know that shopping doesn't float my boat.
That's too bad, because I was going to buy you some new clothes.
In that case, shopping does float my boat. What time do you want to go?
Oh, that was a good example. But we'll continue with the article. Lucas and Lucy think for a moment. So that means they take some time to think. And then Lucas says, "I've got it. Let's go to Guam. It has many outdoor activities, plus there are beautiful sunsets and historic spots."
Wow, so it sounds like both Lucas and Lucy will like being in Guam.
Yeah, it does. Now, we should tell our listeners about outdoor. It's an adjective, and it means not indoor or inside.
So right.
It means you're outside.
Yeah, if you're
in nature.
If you're standing outside and there are no walls or a ceiling or a floor under you, you're standing on grass or even on the street, you are outdoors.
Right.
And of course, when you're in school or in your house, you are indoors. There you go. So outdoor activities would be things like, you know, playing sports, going jogging, going
fishing.
Surfing. Not something like watching TV or playing video games. Those would be indoor activities. Okay.
Right.
So for example, we could say outdoor coffee shops are very popular in Paris. Outdoor coffee shops are very popular in Paris. A lot of people just sit by the side of the street, not inside the coffee shop, but outside, drinking their café au lait.
Yes, and they do this even in the winter.
They do, that's true.
They're not concerned about it being too cold. They just bundle up, they wrap themselves in scarves and wear hats and coats. And, well, we spell outdoor O-U-T-D-O-O-R, and it's one word, O-U-T-D-O-O-R. And, of course, indoor is I-N and then door, one word. But the romantic thing Lucas suggests is watching the beautiful sunset. And a sunset is when the sun goes down in the evening.
That's right. A lot of people like to go to the beach or, you know, go to the top of a mountain, watch the sun go down. The color of the sky can become very beautiful.
Yes.
Right? So it's a great time to bring your camera, and I think Guam would be fantastic. The example sentence reads, "We sat on the beach and watched the sunset." We sat on the beach and watched the sunset. Very romantic.
Yes.
All right, Lucy's pretty happy about this plan. She says, "All right, let's check online and see how to plan our trip." All right, so she's already thinking about, you know, airplane tickets and hotels and things like that.
And maybe day activities for each day.
Yeah, that's true.
Especially outdoor activities.
There would be lots of things to do in Guam, so you'd have to plan your time very well. And if you're taking any trip, you might want to look for information. Information is just useful facts, useful things that you can learn and use. So, you know, plane tickets and prices of things, different things to do in Guam or wherever.
Ways to get around or
ways
travel.
Ways to travel around, too. So Lucas, luckily, is using his smartphone. Very convenient.
Which would have an app, or is what some people say, APP. But that's not how you should say that word.
No.
You say app.
That's right.
App. APP is how you spell it, not how you say it.
It's the first three letters of the word apple. You can do it.
Or application.
Or application, but that's a long word. Let's just say app like apple.
Apple.
There you go. Yeah.
That's true.
So hopefully they'll get their plans going and they'll be ready for their great, romantic, yet exciting trip to Guam.
Yes.
For You Chat.
All right, it's time for our For You Chat question.
Great, I love For You Chat questions.
Me too.
Sometimes I For You Chat at home by myself.
Do you flip through the magazine and then see the question?
All the time.
Do you answer the question out loud?
Absolutely. I have conversations with myself.
Don't you have a cat or two?
No.
Oh, okay.
Anyways, I'm kind of a sad, lonely person. But our For You Chat question is a great one, especially for this time of year. What types of things do you like to do on your summer vacation? Ooh, so much to think about there. How about you, Chris, when you were a kid, either in elementary school or maybe later in high school or college? What kinds of things or what types of things did you like to do in your summer vacation?
Well, I'm assuming this means like the time that you're not in school
versus
like actually taking a vacation, which I didn't do. But
oh,
in the summer vacation, I would usually hang out with friends.
Yeah.
Do some outdoor activities like play football, like American football.
Okay.
Sometimes I played soccer or hockey. I played a lot of sports and also spent a lot of time indoors. Sadly, playing video games with my friends.
Okay.
How about you?
Well, yeah, when I was young, of course, going to the pool and riding your bike around and just spending time with your friends, maybe play some baseball or something in the park was great. My family traveled a little bit. You know, we'd go visit grandma or something like that, you know, take the family on a little holiday. And later on, I would work once I was in, you know, senior high school or college. I had a job in the summer, so that's not so much fun. But it was still nice to make your own money and do things like that.
Yeah, I remember working in the summers.
What was your first summer job? I bet it was better than mine.
My first summer job was at a place called DMF Bait.
DMF Baked.
Bait.
Bait.
Yeah, as in like the worms you use to go fishing.
Bait is spelled B-A-I-T. And most people know, like from cartoons, when people want to catch a fish, they put a worm
on a hook.
On a hook, put it in the water, and hopefully the worm will make the fish bite the hook And that's how you catch them. And that worm or anything you put to get a fish to bite is called bait.
Right.
So you worked with worms all summer long?
Yeah, for 2 years,
wow.
For 2 summers.
Really? You must have loved the job. You did it for 2 years.
Well, it was nice. I mean, the people were nice. The worms, mm-hmm. I didn't form friendships with
the
worms.
No, that's a bad idea.
But we sent them all over the United States and Canada to fishermen.
Don't they have worms in many places in the world? Do you have to really...
They only did the United States and, well, I should say North America.
But were they special worms?
Were they
more
Canadian
delicious?
Canadian crawlers. Actually.
Canadian crawlers.
Yeah. So we imported them from Canada and then sent them back to Canada.
See, I told you that was better than my first summer job. Anyways, we'll get to my first summer job another time. And for now, I'm going to say goodbye for myself and hope you have a good summer vacation. But don't forget to join us tomorrow.
Bye-bye.
Lucy and Lucas go to Guam.
Lucas and Lucy are walking on the street.
I'm so excited that summer is almost here.
Me too. How should we spend our summer vacation?
I'd love to visit Hawaii or Australia. It would be great to surf, enjoy tropical drinks, and get a nice tan.
Well, I want to visit a romantic place. It's the best way to relax.
You've got to be kidding me.
I mean it. Think of eating at a fine restaurant in Paris or taking a slow boat ride in Venice.
Sorry, but those ideas don't float my boat. We should find a place that both of us like.
Lucas and Lucy think for a moment.
I've got it. Let's go to Guam. It has many outdoor activities, plus there are beautiful sunsets and historic spots.
All right, let's check online and see how to plan our trip.
Lucas uses his smartphone to look for more information.
Vocabulary Review.
Surf. At the beach, some people were swimming while others were surfing on the waves. Tropical. People visit tropical areas in winter to enjoy a warm and sunny vacation. Romantic. George took his girlfriend to a romantic dinner, gave her flowers, and proposed to her. Relax. The weekend is the time for people to have fun and relax. Outdoor. Outdoor activities, like picnicking and hiking, are often affected by the weather. Sunset. On a sunny day, you can enjoy the beautiful colors of the sunset before it gets dark.